Coming up, we have Guaranteed Irish. We're just finishing up a little setup here. And thank you for tuning in to the Saturday Light Brigade. You may well be aware that we do everything live, which is kind of old-fashioned, but fun. And I'm really proud of that, actually, because I think things happening live, especially in broadcast these days, are not very common. These guys play live all the time. This is one of the hardest working bands I know, from Key West, Florida, to Ireland, to Carnegie, all over the place. And we'll talk more about their schedule and what they have planned. They're old, good friends, or good old friends, or friends without any modifier necessary. Guaranteed Irish.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Hold my hair, just hold my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's a belle of Belfast City. She's Gordon, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for. Come by the door and ring the bell, oh my dear Lombard, you well. Here she comes and there she goes, rings on her fingers, pants on her toes. On Albert Mooney says to die, but don't get the one with the roving eye.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. My hair stole my comb, but it's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's Carlton, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
Snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie. She'll live her own life by and by. When she gets a land of her own, she won't tell her ma when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, but it's Albert Mooney she loves still.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, stone my comb, but it's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's a belle of Belfast City. She's Gordon, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pulled my hair and stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's Gordon, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
Guaranteed Irish, nicely done.
How,
your monitor level okay in the headphones?
Everything's great.
We didn't get a chance to check that.
You're overpaying that guy.
We care. Oh, he's good. Robert Gray is a great engineer. And,
he's super.
Actually, I really double-checked the headphones because that's the only level I control here pretty much with Robert. And I wanted to be sure. That's one of my favorite songs. I'm glad you opened with it. I remember the Rankin family doing it. How far back does that song go? It's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I learned that song some maybe 25 years ago, and it was old then.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's just a fun song to sing.
Good song here at the Children's Museum.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for Guaranteed Irish, it's been 30 years yet, about?
Yeah, Bruce and I have been for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's the newcomer here 22 years ago, I think.
Yeah. How do you think the Irish music, I hate to say scene, but environment has changed here in Pittsburgh in the last 5 to 10 years or so? Do you think more people are coming out? Do you see any generational shifts or anything as people discover
music?
Two
good questions. I think there's less people coming out than back in the 70s. We used to play at the Blarney Stone in Etna, and on a Wednesday night, there'd be 300 people in there.
Wow.
You know, it was, everybody went out a lot more than, things have changed a lot. You know, there's a lot more to do at home.
Yeah, and I think going out to hear live music is not always as much. I mean, here we are delivering it to your home instead of you're going out to hear it. But there is something really special about actually being with people as they see it. And I think that's true. I don't think that says anything about Irish music or any genre. I think it's just generally true.
Yeah,
fewer
absolutely.
People
yeah.
Go out to hear music. But I'm so glad you're here today to play. I want to be sure we get set. There's other things I want to ask you, but I want to be sure we get more music in. We'll talk a little bit about your schedule after the next song. But okay. What would you like to do next?
We'll take you to the town of Derry in the good old days, or the gold and silver days, sung by Phil Coulter. Just looking back.
Sitting by the firelight and turning back the years, I could hear my mother singing in the morning as she scrubbed our shining faces and took us off to school. All too soon those days were over without warning. So sing me the songs of our gold and silver days, days filled with innocence and light. Not a penny to our name, we were happy just the same in our gold and silver days. Parlor on a Friday night, my dad would take the floor. I could hear us join together in the chorus, singing just a song at twilight for the moon behind the hill. All those voices now are silent, gone before us. So sing the songs of our gold and silver days, days filled with innocence and light. Not a penny to our name, we were happy just the same in our gold and silver days. Sundays after Mass, we danced to Johnny Quigley and the Royals. Through the years, we all were scattered, though those friends were good and true. Always there when they were needed, always loyal. So sing me the songs of our gold silver days, days filled with innocence and light. Not a penny to our name, we were happy just the same in our gold and silver days. Sing me the songs of our gold and silver days, days filled with innocence and light. Not a penny to our name, we were happy just the same in our gold and silver days.
Guaranteed Irish at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a good song. I'm always amazed when I listen, or I guess reminded how well you three sing together. For one, it's simply because I'm sure you've been doing it a long time, but your voices just blend together.
It's because we practice so much.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like the mariachi band that sort of comes in and starts to play and changes the entire atmosphere of the room they're in when you guys sing together. Not to get too multicultural here, I just realized I used a reference that's very different, but really you just modify a room in a certain way. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it just changes the mood and it makes everything settle in a way regarding the song you're on. I mean, the emotion that you're singing so it pretty much overtakes what other people might be feeling. It's a good way to get outside of yourself or just to focus on something different. To be able to do that to the room we're in right now and say it's something, too.
It works for us, too. I mean, to have to go out at night, shovel the driveway just to get out to go to play music, and we're fighting traffic. And then we get there and start playing. Yeah, we're happy. Yeah.
I can imagine. That's why it's so important to go out and hear folks live, because I've brought this up before, but, you know, in concert, you know, that's what it means. It's a concert between the audience, you know, a concerted effort, and the audience working together. And these guys tonight are going to be, I think this is up in the North Hills, right, St. Teresa of Avila?
That's correct.
Tonight at 8 o'clock for an annual Irish night. There from 8 until 11. And the number there for details, 412-367-9001. Does anybody know the street the church is on or where it's near? I'll look it up if
it's on Route 19, basically, in Perrysville or Perry Highway in Perrysville, PA.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, so that's out sort of Westview,
Perrysville. Yeah, just beyond Westview, yeah.
Excellent. And then they'll be at Mullaney's Harp and Fiddle this coming Thursday. Mike Lamb's St. Patrick's Day party. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And that's going to be taking place Thursday at 6. And then Saturday, a week from today, a St. Patrick's Day party at the Ukrainian American Citizens Club. That's a nice cultural event in Carnegie.
Well, everybody's Irish this time of year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We like to share.
Yeah, then you guys get really, really busy. We've linked to Guaranteed Irish's website if you want more information. A very important night, March 7th, Irish night at Central Catholic High School. Let's talk about that a little bit after another song.
Okay.
I was going to say, if you can, I'd like you to take maybe grab a pencil or just get ready to remember what we'll talk about with that night, because it would be terrific to have you involved on March 7th. If you had to pick one, this would be a great event to go to. Guaranteed Irish with us. I wonder what's going to be next. What are you going to do to us?
We've got a song that brings across the Irish spirit and the welcoming and wherever you go.
Nice old waltz that's on our last CD. So here's Homes of Donegal.
Just came by to see you off. I can only stay a while. But I want to know how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back and greet you one and all. Oh, there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. I long to see your smiling children standing by the door. Hear the kettle ringing as I walk up the floor. Then like your mountains in the homes of Donegal. I wanna go along with you, and while away night. Fairy lore and tales of yore upon your turf fire bright. Then the sea prepared for me and a shakedown by the wall. Oh, there's rest for weary wanderers in the homes of Donegal. At parting day, of that I'll never tire. The porridge bubbling over in a big pot on the fire. The lamp alight and the dresser bright and the big clock on the wall. It's a sight serene, celestial scene in the homes of Donegal. Tramp I've been, a tramp I'll always be. My father tramped and my mother tramped, the tramping's bred in me. And some there are my ways to stay and won't have me at all. Sure I'll always find a welcome in the homes of Donegal.
Guaranteed Irish at the Saturday Light Brigade. I was just thinking about Brendan as you were playing that song, and almost had a little difficulty turning the microphone on. Brendan is Bruce and Maggie's son, who passed away in 1996 at 15 and a half, and probably made his first call to SLB when he was four or five, if that old, and played on the air with Sister Emma lots of times. And I really miss Brendan. I think about Brendan a lot.
Yeah.
And I like to talk about him, too, because he's real.
When I was away, he arranged to for us to appear on your 15th anniversary.
I remember that.
So I put him in charge. He said, what are we doing? I said, you arranged it. You're in charge. So.
Well, Brendan... Brendan died in an accident, a bike accident, and it's already what really struck me is that coming up is the 14th annual Irish Night, and Brendan was part of the crew team. Emma was too later at Central Catholic High School,
right.
And the high school banded together with an event sort of subtitled "Row On for Brendan," and for 14 years now. Just an incredible outpouring of people and family and friends and alumni come to Central Catholic High School to raise money for the crew team and to keep Brendan's spirit even more alive. And I don't know how many skulls. You've got to be up to six or seven,
yeah,
if not more.
Yeah, they have a nice little fleet. Actually, that's enabled them, and along with the coach there, they've become a national class rowing team now. They've gone from regional to a national class rowing team.
Wow!
You know, and that the all that equipment has helped them quite a bit.
That's a great
legacy.
Well, also it's kind of you and Maggie to be generous with something so personal. As the school continues on,
and it's a core of relations and friends. You know, they're the core of the show, and we have new people coming all the time. Last year we had Tommy Sands, who was just fantastic, and this year we have Nolly McDonald, who, unless you're in Ireland or England, you wouldn't know him. But he's fresh from Galway, and I've convinced him to take time off his tour to come here to Pittsburgh. He'll be flying in from New York, but he's got a song in the top 10 on the BBC, and he's fantastic. He's right on the verge of hitting it really big, so. You know, we can pick him up here, but I think next time he comes, it'll be at the Biome Theater or someplace like that.
Oh, that's
it'll
terrific.
Be very nice.
Yeah, you met him, I guess, during the summer and sort of
right.
compared notes. And
well, we were all on tour there last year. We were at the Roundstone Festival, Roundstone in Galway, and he was the featured fellow there.
How often do you guys get over to Ireland to play? Typically once a year, or do you try to get there?
Not once a year.
Oh, okay, not that often.
Not together.
Not all together, that's right.
But that's got to be a lot of fun when you head over there.
It's incredible.
Yeah. our last tour there in summer before last was just incredible. We were really all over the island from Belfast down through Armagh and down into Galway for the Roundstone Festival and just had a really terrific trip.
How was Key West? Now, that immediately caught my eye.
Crazy.
It wasn't like Roundstone.
Except for it was near the water. Other than that, it was...
I would think you'd do well in Key West. There's a lot of people that would enjoy
it. It was fun.
It's a different... Was that your first time playing there?
In Key West, yeah. It was part of a cruise arrangement that we had, and we've been on a couple of cruises in the Caribbean for the past...
Several years. It's funny. You went to Grand Cayman and Ocho Rios, too. I just focused on Key West because that's a place I wouldn't mind being right now. But the other two would be good, too.
Oh, yeah. So we had that opportunity to play in one of the pubs on Key West, and we had a terrific time.
Oh, it's terrific. Now, back to Brendan's night. Row On for Brendan is March 7th. It's a week from tomorrow. It is coming up very quickly. And if you go to irishnight.org, you can get complete details. You can read about Brendan and read about what's happened at Central Catholic High School for the last 14 years and about the night that's coming up there as well. Again, it's March 7th, and you're very welcome. Don't feel like it's a closed event. You don't have to be part of Central Catholic High School or one of the people that has been coming. You should just
It's a great auditorium. It's nice for everyone that volunteers because it's probably one of the best venues in town, and it's just been refurbished about what 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, and so state of the art sound and
easy to park there too. At Central Catholic, there's a big lot, and again, that's irishnight.org. We'll listen to another song and then talk a little bit about the recordings these guys have available after it.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
Well, what do you think?
The boys.
Okay. Request from Patty here.
We're going to roll home, I think. Is that what we're doing?
This is Bruce's favorite song.
Yeah.
This is it's a slower song, but it is one of my favorites. And it was originally a poem back in the 50s, and it became a song. But it's called The Boys of Bar Nasraja.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good song.
Yeah, I love it. And Bar Nasraja is the high end of the street, and it's a little street there in Cahir Sévin in Kerry. It's one of these seaside towns. And I think that says enough. You'll have to listen to the song to get the rest. For the town, it climbs the mountain and looks upon the sea. At evening time and waking time, that's where I'd like to be, to walk again those kindly streets, the place my life began, with the boys of Bar Nasraja, who hunted for the wren. With cudgels stout, we'd
from about to hunt with her drawing. We'd search for her birds and every fires from Lethar to Dunin. We'd dance for her joy beneath the sky. Life held no prince nor plan. When the boys of Barnes rode, when hunting for the wren. Rifles were aflame. To the rabble homes of Kerry, the Saxon strangers came. But the boys who beaten the oxes and fought black and tans were the boys of Barnes Roger, who hunted for the wren.
Guaranteed Irish. That's a pretty song.
That came to mind because, you know, it's to remember the words to all these songs or just to learn them, you know, especially when there's a lot of verses there. Brendan helped me to learn all the verses to that. We used to, when I was driving him to school, I said, here, help me with this. And so I'd keep reciting it and he'd correct me and, you know, roll his eyes appropriately.
I could see that. I could absolutely see that.
That's one way to learn a song.
You know, there's these moments in life that... Yeah. You crystallize, you know, for whatever reason, they're really burned into your memory. And I can remember Brendan on stage at Chatham College performing. And I think that was the 15th anniversary. I'd forgot the event, but I remember the venue. Right. I mean, the purpose of the event. But I remember that venue really well. Guaranteed Irish here, Patty Folan, Jimmy Lamb, Bruce Foley. Performing 7 before noon. As I was listening to the song, I was making sure I was correct. 3 CDs available.
Yes.
And it's easy. CD Baby is how you can get to them. And you can get them either, you know, as physical CD product or for a little less money, you can just download them.
You go to iTunes, too.
Yeah, iTunes is another place. And GuaranteedIrish.info is the place
to go. Or .net, either one.
Oh, .net works, too? Great. I'm going to have to work on the .com, GuaranteedIrish.com.
I don't know who has that, but someone... I think it's a pub somewhere.
Could be, or it's being held hostage. Yeah. We know that SLB Radio, or SLB.com, is held by the Schlumberger company, who could squash us like a bug. You know, they're the big engineering, big German engineering firm. Although maybe with the market, we could give them, you know, a few euros for it. We probably have time, I think, for one more. Is there anything else you guys want to mention as we talk?
Well, we'd like to thank you, Larry, for having us here.
And thank you for coming
here. It's fantastic.
We really enjoy coming here.
Very welcoming place. Yeah, beautiful studio.
We need to have you here more often, too. It's just a pleasure.
Oh, we'll see if we can squeeze you into our schedule.
We'd do a remote from Key West.
Well, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yes. We'll go to Sloppy Joe's or something. Once again, Guaranteed Irish, and gives me a chance to thank Robert Gray for a great mix and job on sound today. Tom and Mary from McCandless stopped by to listen. Thanks, too, to the cast from Pittsburgh Musical Theater's upcoming production, their preview today of their play called Once on This Island. Also, Hannah Kim from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, and... thanks to Obscure Games Pittsburgh and promoting of the Human Curling Tournament taking place today for being with us.
Here's one more song. It was something we recorded many years ago. I don't care to count how many, but great song that we learned from Luca Bloom called You Couldn't Have Come at a Better Time.
Where is this place we come to? We don't know what to say. We long to see each other, but are frightened of that day. You met me in a barren place. You walked me to the hill. We're so good for each other then. I think we could be still. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no.
We have 500 questions between you and me. When you look into my eyes, my love, tell me what you see. Is it something you're not sure of? Is it something strange and fine? Or is it just another case of the right place and the wrong time?
You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time.
When we were first together, with the lakeside shore so blue, we're so good for each other. Me and you and me and you and
me and you and me and you. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no, you couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no.
Come at a better time.
You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time.
couldn't have come at a better time.